This is the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Wednesday, May 8th. It will be mostly cloudy, warm, and very humid today in Dallas. The high will be 89. There's a possibility of a windy thunderstorm this afternoon. There could be damaging winds, flash flooding, and hail. The low will be 69. Here are today's headlines. Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice is suspected in an assault that injured a man in downtown Dallas, law enforcement officials told the Dallas Morning News on Tuesday. Officers were dispatched about 2:30 a.m. Monday to a nightclub in the 600 block of North Harwood Street near Federal Street for reports of an assault. A man was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Law enforcement officials told the news the man had visible swelling on one side of his face. The officials said Rice, a former Richland High School and SMU star, is accused in the case. A department spokesperson would not confirm the names of any suspects, saying it is not our practice to release or confirm a suspect identity during an investigation. It's unclear if the 24-year-old Rice was in contact with authorities, and police said no charges had been filed as of Tuesday afternoon. In other news, a Dallas priest is accused of inappropriately touching two children. 34-year-old Ricardo Reyes Mata, a priest with the Catholic Diocese of Dallas, was arrested Monday on two counts of indecency with a child, Garland police said in a statement. Two children reported the inappropriate contact after the priest visited a home in Garland. Detectives are working with the Dallas Diocese. In a statement, the diocese said it immediately filed a report with Child Protective Services and law enforcement after becoming aware of allegations by a juvenile girl of inappropriate touching. The priest was also removed from public ministry, the diocese said, adding that no inappropriate activity was reported on diocesan property. Detectives asked that anyone with information regarding this investigation or other such incidents call Garland police. Reyes Mata, who lives in Dallas, is being held at the Garland Detention Center with bonds set at $75,000 and $100,000. Next up, White Rock Medical Center has resumed accepting patients by ambulance after halting emergency medical services transports because of significant layoffs. The hospital, owned by Heights Healthcare of Texas, laid off 158 employees last week, or nearly 35% of its staff, because of ongoing litigation with its former owner, California-based Pipeline Health. Beginning Tuesday at 7 a.m., the hospital was able to offer emergency services, imaging, labs, critical care consultative services for general surgery, orthopedics, intensive care, and inpatient and operating room services. The medical center will divert patients needing care for a stroke or STEMI heart attack because of reduced staffing capacity. The Heights Healthcare General Counsel and Chief Restructuring Officer said the hospital averages 15 EMS transported patients per day. The medical center is no stranger to reinvention, changing hands and names multiple times since it opened as Doctors Hospital in 1958. And it was a tough night for Dallas sports fans. The Colorado Avalanche overcame a 3-goal deficit to beat the Stars 4-3 in overtime last night at the American Airlines Center. Game 2 will be back in Dallas Thursday. The Dallas Mavericks didn't have much of an answer for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who scored 29 points, grabbed 9 rebounds, and dished 9 assists in the 117-95 win for Oklahoma City last night. The Mavs' Luka Doncic had 19 points, but also 5 turnovers in the loss. Game 2 of that series is back in OKC, also on Thursday. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit dallasnews.com. Enjoy your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more from the Dallas Morning News.